Good evening, Jules fans, and welcome back to Jules and the Blood Injury Time podcast. This week, again, joined by Boz and Matt.
Good evening.
How you doing, fellas? All right?
Yeah.
It's a weekend, isn't it?
Yeah. Happy days.
All good.
How's your week been?
Me?
Yeah, well, just both of you.
I've slept most of my week, so...
Yeah. Mine's been all right. Saw you Tuesday.
Yeah.
What's another...
dismal showing with
Masterclass.
Owen.
Wonderful home performance where we looked all right going forward, but... Couldn't defend for shit again, could we?
No, same old, same old. Boss?
I didn't go Tuesday, so I've just been at work, and then last night Matt actually carried us and we won a game of darts. That was shocking.
There you go.
That was flames last night.
You were really, really good last night.
Was their defence terrifying?
They were. Their captain even went, cool, here he is again, Mr. Tons.
The treble was fucking terrifying, mate. And the balls, all that took a cane.
It did.
Out. Right, speaking of other sports, just whilst I've got it in my mind.
Yes. I know what you're going to say now.
There's four runs talking of other sports.
Boz showed me a picture last night of England rugby kits. And he went, what one do you think looks better, the white one or the black one?
None of them are rugby.
And I looked at him and went, you don't even like rugby. His response was, I don't like watching it, I like playing it.
I used to like playing at school.
Have you ever known him
play with yourself?
And that don't happen very often these days. No, I did. I was all right at school. I could tackle people.
So last time...
To a big lump.
Last time you actually played rugby was at school.
Oh, God, I can't remember. Yeah, it was at school.
But from that, you're going to buy a rugby shirt.
You're actually buying a rugby shirt.
He said he used to live in one, apparently.
I've got one around my mum's, yeah. I wouldn't get it now, obviously.
Wow.
She shrunk it in the washing machine, didn't she?
Rugby shirts are like base layer. This could be quite amusing, to be fair.
So...
There's the caption competition in a couple of weeks. I was trying to get out of his rugby shirt.
And then about 5 minutes later, he was on the sofa, just like moving his finger back and forth on his phone. And I just looked at him and went, what are you doing? He genuinely went, I'm colouring in.
Exercise,
And I went, what do you mean you're colouring in? He went, yeah, there's this colouring thing I do on my phone.
My wife's got one of him.
I was just like, are you a 5 year old?
Just buy some pens.
Yeah.
And a bit of paper.
Yeah, exactly.
Less mess with
us. Yeah, less mess with you, the better. Right, what are we talking about this week then? Where are we going to start? Because you've done this in no logical order.
No, because... This is why I shouldn't be allowed to
do it. Should we do Cole U quickly? Because this will be the third time I've spoken about it.
Go on then. Speak about Cole U.
Shit, wasn't it? It weren't great again.
It looked like you was trying to delve into your mind to think of something really smart and a really smart word saying just come back with, yeah, shit, weren't it?
It was pretty shit, unfortunately. We looked good going forward, but defensively, we just gave them all three goals again. So, what do you want me to
say? I've watched them back. I think... The third goal is decent, but I think the first two...
I still think we get sucked to the ball too easily, and then they've got a massive overload on our left-hand side, but I suppose you have to give them a little bit of credit, but I think it's more to do with us than it is to do with them, but it's just my opinion.
Yeah, it's very frustrating to watch. And
the first two are absolute fucking pony.
Yeah, I don't think Walsh covered himself in glory, but he's a young keeper, innit? So he's going to make them mistakes. It's frustrating some of the... more senior players out there like Mark Marshall, just watching him constantly fail to
just all step over the ball. Again,
that was literally almost every tweet I've read regarding the game Tuesday night involved Mark Marshall does the same trick over and over again.
Yeah, I didn't agree with that Jordan Thompson on Twitter who said that he's just here for a payday and he doesn't give a shit. I thought that was ridiculous.
I'm sure we're not paying a lot, so anyone here for a payday?
Exactly. Yeah, if you come to Paul Scully for a payday and you need your head fucking wobbling.
Christ.
You must be in dire straits if that's your option. Bank the jewels.
Paging garage doors, so unless you need a new one.
So, speaking of wingers, it's effectively where he plays, isn't it? Ben Pringle has come in.
Again.
Seamless. So, I'm quite excited by this. I think he comes with
really
pedigree, doesn't he?
One, yeah.
Have we only signed him now because the weather's on the turn and he won't be able to, because he probably definitely cannot go out in the sunshine.
I thought he was blonde and then I just seen a picture.
Died out massively. Have you not listened to that podcast that Boz has been talking
about? No, I've not listened yet.
Oh, I had a listen, yeah.
He's very ginger, isn't he?
He's thoroughbred. There is definitely
as long as he's better than Tommy Johnson, I'm that way.
You love Tommy Johnson.
I really don't.
We do. Happy with Ben Pringle?
Yeah.
Happy with Pringles?
Only the original ones.
Here we go. Here's a question. Ben Pringle scores the winner at Wembley in a playoff final with a lifetime supply of Pringles.
Oh, Ben Pringle all day long.
Blimey. I'm genuinely in shock. That was, he's
turned, I mean,
down
you
food.
Said about Shreddies, it might have been a
different. Yeah, but he only eats the
plain...
Well,
he's not called Ben Shreddies, so that wouldn't work.
Ben Shreddies. He only eats the plain Pringles.
Yeah, I do.
No flavour. No. There's no flavour in your life, is there?
No, not since I've moved to
your
you,
toilet
no.
roll there. Boss drifting across the test match. But...
Bland. You're just bland.
Bland.
You're
bland.
Bland Boss.
You should know someone whose last name was Bland. A real useless fact there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is that really what it's come to? Us yeah. saying the surnames of people we used to know?
Yeah, he lived in Birmingham, so...
Fucking hell.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, thanks brilliant. For that.
Anyway, Ben Pringle.
The listening figures this week are flying through the roof at the moment. With such insightful knowledge.
Flying through the roof trying to find another podcast.
So, Pringle's here in time for tomorrow against Tranmere away.
Yes.
I personally wouldn't start him, Matt Wood.
Do you know him as well? Yeah. Did you go to school with Matt Wood?
Yeah, he's a knob.
Would I start him tomorrow? Probably not. I don't know what his fitness levels are like.
See,
apparently he's been...
says he's been with Bolton, hasn't he, for a little bit?
Yeah, he's
worse
training
than
with
looks last Saturday.
Hasn't he played a few behind closed doors friendlies as well? Did I read that somewhere?
Not for us, I don't think.
Oh, I thought he had. Whether it's for Bolton, I don't know.
I don't know then. I know Lee played one for us prior to joining, didn't he, against Brighton last week. But
yeah,
I'd start him, to be honest. I'd chuck him in just based on technical ability.
I think he's good balance as well, isn't he? He's left-footed.
Yeah, that tends to be the issue with us at the moment, is because we've been, until last weekend, we'd been playing a right-footed left-back and a right-footed left-winger, effectively, haven't we? So it was, everything was getting narrow and congested. And that's nothing against Alex Jakubiak or Barry Fuller, because they've both been decent enough, but it'd be nice to see a naturally left-footed player trying to get on the outside of his fullback and just whip balls in for big Mika Mandron smashing the window off his big forehead.
Hopefully he starts. I was so glad he scored the other night.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what kind of meltdown are you going to have if he doesn't start tomorrow? 11.
Well, considering, you know, he scored the other night, he scored 2 in his previous game for us when he played and started midweek in the behind closed doors friendly, I'd say a solid
15.
Yeah, a solid 8 or 9.
Out of 5.
He's got to start.
Yeah,
he just has to start. There's just no two ways about it.
I'll only make 2 changes from last week. I'd bring in Ben Pringle for Matt Willock and I'd bring in Mandron for Handon this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buzz?
Yeah, I said Mandron for Handon and another centre mid. I'm just don't think I should start Pringle just
You should have Keith, didn't you?
Yeah.
And he was decent Tuesday.
Very good
fair,
strike on
well.
Tuesday.
Yeah, he played well Tuesday. I thought best game I've probably seen him have.
Yeah, he was alright to be fair, yeah. Kept it ticking over in the middle of the block, took his goal well, yeah.
You two are both quite confident of a result tomorrow.
Well, I went for a nervy 2-1, yeah.
I just said 2-1.
I said Mandron score both.
I said Mandron I think, and...
Did you say Lee?
Did I say Ollie Lee?
I think you might have said Ollie Lee.
Yeah, I think I did Mandron and Lee, I said.
I think we're nick a draw.
I don't think a draw is a bad result.
Oh, no, I'll be happy with a draw.
But obviously, you know, we need to start picking up wins already. Already 6 games in.
The thing is, if we win tomorrow and results go away, we could be 3 points off the playoffs or 4 points off the playoffs with a game in hand. And suddenly it's not a disaster, is it? But lose. And
it's not going to be a game in hand, though, is it?
Be another meltdown. Oh, no, it won't be because it'll all get taken away.
Yeah.
So what happens?
Some people are going to have points taken off then, so it could still be effectively the same. So
what happens with that then? Like going off on the tangent.
See, I was thinking, obviously, every week now, one team's not going to play.
Well, yeah, everyone. There's going to be teams that have a week off every week.
Again, and then that last game of the season, everyone looks forward to it. If it's having a ride on it, even if it's not, it's a party atmosphere.
Yeah,
someone's not going to have the last game.
One team's going to finish the week before.
Yeah.
That's proper off that, isn't it? Thinking about it.
That is shit, like our performance on Tuesday.
But what did I reckon? Do you reckon they give everyone 3 points? Is it?
No,
just not bothered.
It's not like Bolton, where Bolton have played games. If they'd have been kicked out, then it might have been an issue.
Surely the fairest way is just to take everything off everyone.
Yeah.
Because what would you give? Just the points or a 3-0 or what? Yeah, I don't know. It's
or just don't award anything, I guess.
A bit complicated for this pod, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm very tired. I can't be bothered to work it out.
You enjoy your strong bow. You had a tough day at work.
I have had a tough day at work.
Right,
very true. Boz, what about you? You had a tough day at work?
I've changed my bedding today and I've had a haircut. That's about what I've done today.
Looking fresh.
I did over the floor.
Yeah.
You look good, yeah. Looking good. Like last night you saw what you looked like, needed a shower, Trey.
Oh, dude, I was a mess last night. You're horrible in that pub, wasn't it?
Yeah,
we'll
to be fair.
Buzz, do you want to do the next bit on the list that you've made?
Name in the frame.
Am I pointing to that?
No, you're not. I'll be honest, I thought you were just holding a bit of paper.
No, I was pointing to that.
Oh, all right. Well, we'd just like to say...
It's going
to
go down
with that. Happy birthday to the Gary. Gary Myerscough.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday.
Up the Gary.
I hope you've got some nice presents.
Yeah.
Go on, Boz, carry on.
That was about it, really. Yeah, happy birthday, mate.
Brilliant, well done. Next, shall we move on to this week's topic?
Which could take a while, couldn't it, a topic?
Yeah, we've got quite a lot. So this week's topic was first games. Shall we go with ours and then talk about everyone else's, or how do you want to roll?
I don't mind, we can mix it up, couldn't we? Do Boz's first, then a few, then yours, then a few, then me.
I think mine and Stocky's might be similar time.
If you went to the same game for your first game.
No, we didn't.
No, I think you've been a couple of games before I went.
No,
that's different, then.
No, you'd been to a couple of games before I went.
Hello?
Yeah, you started going before me.
Okay.
Can we just say, before we get onto this, that Boz did provide the wisdom before we come on here and was trying to pre-order Tranmere on iFi. I was looking at ordering it and then come out with the pearl of wisdom that if I watch it on my iPad, will it be a bigger screen than on my iPhone?
Just after clarification.
That's how it tends to work.
Yeah.
That's a buzz.
So, Buzz, yes. Your first game, first Jules game.
Watford at home, I think it was 2003, won 3-0. I think Giapua, I want to say Chris Ope, and a third one, I think. Hesse had a shot, or someone had a shot from just inside their half, and it went in off Paolo Vernazza, who took a big deflection, and it looped over the keeper.
Paolo Vernazza, there's a fucking
Was that
game.
Against Rotherham?
No, it was definitely Watford. Yeah.
Any specific memories? Anything that stood out because it's your first game?
I remember thinking, God, I need to come back, I want to go again. Whereas now I think, oh God, we're going again.
We've got another game to go to.
We go again, it's only 80.
It did convince me that after one game I thought I'm going to get a season ticket.
And you've been going ever since.
Yeah. Club just laugh at me every season, renew it. Yeah, why not?
We'll have his money.
Have another £400.
Put his pants down. Right, so we move on to some of the comments on the Facebook page. Gary Brad, Jules vs Spurs friendly, must have been 2001. Remembers being gutted that Teddy Sheringham wasn't playing. Nigel Bluebeard. Oh, I don't know. Jules versus Sheffield Wednesday in the FA Cup 95. Chris Waddle scored from a cross and Mark Wright got a header for them. Kevin Cressman got sent off in the Wednesday goal and Chris Pike scored from the spot. Couldn't find an equaliser, but the ground was packed and electric. Spent the rest of the season holding back and going because the club were in so much trouble. But after Mr. Scully took over... And the buzz I had for that game, I never looked back, so to speak.
I was at that game. I remember in that game, yeah. Waddle scored an absolute peach, to be fair.
Kevin Pressman, Christ, he was old when I was a kid.
The goalkeeper was Lance Key that came on. Don't know where I've remembered that from, but
I've never
And we still couldn't beat them. They played with 10 men for about 8
minutes.
Well,
even though we had the key.
Not the secret,
though. Yeah. Oh, beat me to it.
I was hoping one of you was going
to
jump on that.
Mark Greenwood's first game was actually England 1, Brazil 1, Wembley, May 1987. Remember leaving school early and travelling up on the train with my dad in my England World Cup 86 shirt and tracksuit. Lineker scores for England. And his first Jules game wasn't until 1992, League Cup first leg versus Southampton, which was a 0-0. Sat in the old family enclosure as my dad got a voucher out the Evening Post. Only memories, Perry... Groves sitting in front of us and a pigeon cracking on his ginger head.
Corey Groves was a good ginger and all. He was a proper ginger, wasn't he?
Boz, you can read the next one because I think it was one of your first games. And it was coverage of this game that actually convinced me to then go to first game. So, seamlessly.
I remember this well because I stood in the town end. So, Luke Naylor, Gillingham versus Leeds, FA Cup fourth round, 25th January 2003. My dad took me to my first games. He was a Leeds fan, but we got tickets in the Rainham End. Just remember getting so excited, getting my first scarf, woolly hat and programme. Alan Smith scored a good free kick for Leeds. Mark Vidu, who got sent off for an elbow on Hesse, which was definitely a red, by the way. The thing that made me fall in love with Jules was the roar of the Rainham and Big Mama Sadivi scored the equaliser. As an 8-year-old, I've never felt or seen anything like it, and I got hooked from that. I remember that game well.
Yeah, so a load of, like, you and a load of our mates went to that game. And I remember
the only time I did stand in the town end.
Yeah, I've never stood in the town end. I sat in there.
We struggled to get tickets, so we had to go in the town end. It was packed.
Yeah, I remember listening to it on the radio and not being gutted I wasn't there. And then a few weeks later, I went to my first game, which was in Feb 2003, Gilles 3, Grimsby 0.
I saw you that game, didn't I?
I don't know, maybe.
I think I did.
Super Rod Wallace got a double, and Chris Hope scored with a towering header on the verge of half time, which I missed because I was getting chips.
Well, that just started a trend for you because you miss a lot of goals
over
the years.
And I remember being surprised that the players actually spoke to you,
by
the dugout. Yeah. And it was a weird feeling having supported a Premiership team before that. And then I was hooked and never looked back.
Hooked.
And then we worked there for a bit, didn't we?
We did work there, yeah. We had our little office, didn't we?
We did.
Selling stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
always our office.
Moving on with the comments. Rick Turner, 1966 versus Arsenal League Cup. I was 12 and went with my two mates and it cost 1.6? Is that how it... 1.6? 1.6? 7 pence?
Does it cost...
I don't know. Old money, that.
I don't know. Did he go on
Olsen Carl? To get in. We stood in the Gordon Road stand and couldn't see Gillingham because it was so foggy. It ended 1-1 and I think it was Charlie Rackstraw who scored for the Gills but couldn't see it because of the fog.
Love games in the fog. I remember AD scoring against Plymouth in the fog in about 97.
Birthday boys comment. Gary Myerscough.
Up with Gary.
First Gills game was against Crewe. Was asked to be a ball boy. Pissed it down the whole game and we lost 2-0. Nearly got hit by a David Crown clearance. Knew it was close when the crowd behind me all went, ooh, as the ball whizzed over my head as I ducked. Do you want to read the next few?
I can do a couple if you want, no problem at all. Paul Antwist, Christmas 1958 at Leeds v Spurs. Spurs won 4-2. Boxing Day, Leeds... Boxing Day, Leeds won 4-1 at White Hart Lane. September 1959 was his first duels game against Rochdale. 2-0, Pat Terry, two salmon-like headers down the Gillingham end. David Pope, who I used to go with when we was at school, 1-0 win versus Cambridge in March 1990 with Pat Gavin scoring. Sat with my dad in the old main stand and threw the ball back to Cambridge players 3 times. I remember the old food kiosk and the smell of hot dogs, thought it was going to be like that every week. Next game, a home defeat to Grimsby. And that word again, absolutely hooked. Couple of Andrews now. Hatcher first. Gillingham v Bournemouth 99. Friend of the family had a spare ticket in the Rainham end. Told me going to the game, once you've been once, you'll keep coming back. 20 years later and still attending games. He was right. We won 2-1. Kevin Lisby got injured. Can't remember who scored. I think Kevin Lisby scored. I'm sure that's the game where he scored the last minute winner. It was on Sky. And just stood pointing like that. This is the one me and Rachel had chat about a few weeks ago. Next Andrew was Pullen. Gillingham 1, Southend 0, 2012. The first half had everything. Charlie Lee injured within seconds. Southend's keeper got knocked out. Dackie was sent off, which injured another player. And Danny Kedwell scored the winning pen. Best atmosphere I've ever heard at Gillingham. So, of course, it's the one game I wasn't in the Rainham end for. Do you want to do the next couple?
Yeah. Greg Lewis lost 2-1 at home to Crewe in 1992. Stood in the corner of the Rainham end and have been going ever since. Glutton for punishment. Think Glenn Roder was player manager. Nigel Gray, Jules 3, what a cracking game to go to for your first one. Jules 3, Peterborough 3, FA Cup first round, November 1988. Stood on Rainham End Terrace with my late granddad and got totally hooked immediately. Got season ticket following season and haven't looked back since. Next one, Boz, do you want to read it?
Where are we? Is this Rachel's?
This is Rachel's.
It's not reading the boss tonight.
Yep.
And there's not enough pictures.
What are you doing? Oh, so now you're just going through my phone, aren't you?
Didn't mean to do that, dickhead.
Reading my messages. God's sake.
God, right. So, from Rachel. Can't remember which game
it
was.
Hang on, is this a personal message you're now reading? Or?
Yes, it is. Darren, stop sending me pictures.
It's really small and it smells funny.
Oops, and it's a dad. So from Rachel, this is a Facebook comment. Can't remember which game it was, the 96-97 season. I remember there was no Gordon Road stand and people watching out their windows. First away games at Notts County that season. My daughter's first game was Walsall at home. 20th of September 2014, 0-0, and she fell asleep. I wished I was asleep.
Well, that was crap.
And then she followed really it up with a picture of her daughter asleep, or looking very miserable, and says, that's her expression, yeah.
We've all had that face.
What was, just moving on, what was your girl's first game and Elliot's first game, do you remember?
Elliot's would have been Swindon, 2014-15. Which was the 2-2, wasn't it?
Stephen Bywater game, wasn't it?
Yeah, Courtney Howe scored a belt to that game from the edge of the box, slapped it in the roof of the net, and then Stephen Bywater had been decent all game and then dropped across in his net, didn't he? Ellie's, I can't remember. Probably would have been a Checker Trade game or something, or whatever, a JPT game back then or something. And she's done a few friendlies.
My eldest was losing 5-2 to Macclesfield. That stopped us getting in the playoffs, and I think my youngest probably was a pre-season friendly. I think it might have been Peterborough, lost 1-0 in the last minute, if I recall rightly. But whatever game I take my boys to, we lose more often than not.
And you tend to miss goals because they need a win.
I don't think that's specific to your boys, to be
fair. No, that is true. I have stopped blaming them.
Generally,
that's good to know. You don't blame them anymore.
Don't hold it against them. Next comment, Kane Wootton. Can't remember the year, but Gillingham were playing Oxford and Ron Atkinson was playing for Oxford and scored a goal by body checking the Gills keeper who was holding the ball over the line. Must have been 55 years ago.
Jeez. Ron Atkinson once stole my pen. Gillingham had a charity game. Do you remember the Dream Team cast and that? Yeah. I think we all went, didn't we?
Yeah, John Barnes.
Yeah, there was loads of like recently retired players and Dream Team actors. John Barnes took my pen to sign some autographs and just never gave it back, even when I called him. How rude.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was it a good pen or was it just prick. Was it just he nicked your bic?
Did he nick my bic for prick?
You can read the next one. You're fucking talking 11. You know why you're 11?
Because I'm so sour. Because I'm bitter. I don't know. Enlighten me.
That was literally what I was going to say. I was expecting you to go, what?
So, last one on Facebook from Kev Aldworth. 30th of September 95, Jules 3, Barry 0. Bailey and Fortune West 2 were the goals. Game was memorable because a certain Paul Scally asked my dad to put his cigarette out in the old man stand where we were sitting, to which my old man said, "Who do you think you are?" To which Scally replied, "The chairman of the club." Needs to say, my dad didn't listen and carried on smoking anyway.
Should have put it we out. Met. Would have gone up.
Did you know that we met Dennis Bailey and Leo Fortune West?
Did you?
I remember it. Do you know that?
Yeah.
You were still too excited about Mr. Maple.
That is true.
That is out.
England have just lost another wicket. 196 for 5 for any cricket fans watching and for Boz.
I don't know what's going on with that man. Looks like he's going to cry.
Good knowledge. Right, Matt, Twitter ones.
Twitter ones. Right, we start with Joker Cramp. Jills 2, Wigan 1, August 95. Roberto Martinez scored for Wigan, Adrian Foster and Leo for the Jills. I have a vague memory of being lifted over the turnstiles to get into free by my dad and plonked on a barrier by the tea hut in the old Raynham end. Next up is our friend Scoops.
Oh, did you see his tweet?
Have you seen the picture?
I've seen the picture. Did you see the tweet when we signed Pringle? Yeah.
Yes. It was
straight away I was onto that. I knew what he was doing, the cheeky boy.
A cheeky boy.
Jills v Wigan, 99-2000, 2-1 to the Jills, 80 Pennock own goal. If that's the 80 Pennock own goal where he volleyed it from the edge of his own box off his shin over the despairing lunge of Steve Mortone. And I think Junior Lewis scored the winner. And Scoops has added a picture, which seems to be him looking very young, smoking a cigar and drinking a pint. Scoops.
Started from an early age.
Owen Orthodox Stan on Twitter, friend of the channel. Gillingham 1, Tranmere 1, 05-06. Think I'm right in saying Crofts got our goal in a team that included the likes of Matt Jarvis, Brent Sancho, Duncan Jupp, and Tommy Drewblue. I don't think Tommy Drewblue would have been in the side, Owen.
Unless he was in goal.
That's literally how it's
said.
A team that included the likes of Matt Jarvis, Brent Sancho, Duncan Jupp, and Tommy Drewblue. Minus his newfound female.
Female friend.
Cy Chaplin, Jules 2, Reading 1, Good Friday 1965. I was 7 and went with my dad and older brother. Crowd was just over 14k. We were up on the back of the town end and I sat on my dad's shoulder so I could see.
This next one. What a
Ted Kendrick.
Rubbish game to go
see.
Faversham Town 0, Gillingham 0. Genuinely remember thinking they're in a higher league than us.
Wow, that's
cool. That is a terrible first game.
Liam Stanley, Bristol Rovers at home, 2007, 1-3-2, and I got ill from a burger at the ground. Jay Wilson, who's back on Twitter, I was ball boy for Gilles v Preston, September 94. We either lost 3-2 or 4-3, can't remember. My brother and I were hooked thereafter.
Next one, Ollie Small, game that I remember well, Accrington Stanley at home, 2013. Finished 1-0, yep. Jules after a screamer from
Matt
Fish.
Matt Fish would actually rock it.
I think that was his left foot as well, wouldn't
yeah.
it? Popped it off the bar, yeah, I remember that one.
I think that's when we first started believing this was our year.
Kim Pringle, Ben's mum, potentially, not really sure. John Simpson's testimonial match in 1971, where a Jules 11 including Rodney Marsh and Derek Dugan played Crystal Palace. Can't remember the scores, it's a long time ago, and I was very, very young, but it was the start of my love for Jules. Evan Taylor, 1-3-0 versus Grimsby in what I think was the 07-08 season. Even Mark McCammon.
Was that the Charlie Daniels free kick game? I feel like it might be.
Yeah, I think that you're right.
Charlie Daniels played one game for us, didn't he?
One from Spurs.
Boz, you can read the next two. Andrew, from Andrew Crowther.
So from Andrew Crowther. Yeah, Crowther. Bolton in the League Cup 1999, lost 4-1. Wow, and you just kept going. Fair play. from Trixie, who, how do you say her Twitter name? Is that Psychic45?
Psychic45.
Yeah. Southend at home, 15-16. Doug Ross scored from the halfway line.
I said to you, I don't remember that.
Matt will remember.
There was a wind assisted free
Daniel
kick.
Daniel Bentley
come out and got it all wrong, and it just drifted over his edge. Yeah, we were crap and got away with it that day.
Yeah, I didn't remember anything to do with it. next one, Gary Davis, September 1978, 1-0 win over Exeter with a Tony Funnel overhead kick at the Rainerman, winning the game. I was 11 years old and stood on the Rainerman terrace with my late dad, rest in peace George, and one of his workmates from the Whitstable Boatyard. Hayden Perry, Jules 1, Northampton 1, 1976. He was 6 and can still remember Danny Westwood's goal. Was completely smitten with the whole thing from that first day at Priestfield. And the last one is John McLellan. Jules 1, Aldershot 1 in January 1989, age 6 was his first game. Stood in Townend with his dad and remembers loving it.
Very good.
It's possibly the biggest response we've had to the topic.
That's a good topic this week. Enjoyed reading some of them.
I'll do mine.
What? Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Sorry, I forgot when Daniels. Normally you just take over, so.
Ooh. Salty,
like Boz's Pringles. And his bed before he changed it.
Mine was April Fool's Day 1989. Gillingham 1, Northampton 0. I remember going with my old man. I was 7 years old and stood in the old town end. And the away fans were in the corner. And they was in like a pen. It was like fenced off. Because like the 80s, there was still like hooligan trouble and stuff like that. I remember the old main stand, there was like a gap where the away fans got out. The ambulance used to come in there if anyone got injured. Can't remember the team lineup. I've even looked on the internet, can't find it. Yeah, was hooked. I think the next one was... Oh, the next time I went to Priestfield actually was a couple of years later. It was like an England schoolboys game. I think Michael Owen might have played in that.
I went to an England schoolboys game at Priestfield and I saw a Theo Walcott play. He's the only one there he's the only one that's made it. Just a random fact.
I knew the thought all them years later you'd be the face of Gillingham.
The face,
club.
The beard,
Tom,
the
face.
Voice.
There you are.
Let's not get into that. They don't like us.
And speaking of birthdays, it's Mrs. Jules and the Blood's birthday tomorrow?
Sunday.
So happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
we're talking about it.
Oh. What?
Oh.
Because the landmark one and she's not happy about it.
Oh.
I'll just leave it there. She's 30.
30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all outside of 30 now.
Yeah. Right, let's end on naming the frame. Feel a bit awkward after all that.
Yeah. So, it was one sided this week.
It was very one sided. So we start off in fourth place, which was Boz, your choice of John Heels.
Yeah.
Third place was Rachel's choice of Mark Saunders.
I actually voted for Mark Saunders.
There you go.
Still not voting for your own one.
No.
You're really not getting any shit.
I preferred Mark Saunders.
Your own one.
Yeah.
Second this week.
Can I have your dinner, please?
Was Matt's choice of Andy Bartram.
Yeah.
know someone was sticking Nicky Southall in.
19%.
No, as soon as Nicky Southall was in, Rachel was
Rachel thought I was stitching her up because I gave her my choice, and she's like, did you stitch me up because you knew Nicky Southall was chosen?
Fair play.
I was like, no. I thought it would be closer than what it was.
Four spells at the club? Oh, sorry, it's you got to do it. Sorry, I was just taking over there.
Yeah, exactly. And the winner this week was the birthday boy, Gary's choice of Nicky Southall, 55%. Talk about him.
Oh, it was Gary's choice.
Gary's choice.
So you didn't do one this week?
I gave Rachel my choice.
Oh, you're good.
Chivalrous.
Chivalrous.
Yeah.
Not chauvinistic.
No.
Nicky Southall, yeah. Very good. Four spells with the club?
Yeah.
Arrived from Grimsby, I want to say, in 97. Will always be remembered for that goal against Sheffield Wednesday.
See, the thing that's got him for me is all the kind of, probably what he considers the highlights of his Jules career was before my time.
See, I had him right in the peak of it. The first spell, he was incredible. We were really, really good as well. And that was a fucking good side for a long time as well.
It was always his name, because even like growing up, and I didn't really know a lot about Jules, I knew Nicky Southall's name, because Invicta FM used to sponsor him, didn't they? And Mum and Dad always had Invicta FM on him. Radio, and it was always Nicky Southall I talk about.
Yeah, and he's had, to be fair to him, there's been a lot of big sort of iconic, I suppose probably a bit of a strong word, but moments that he's had. I remember 97-98, we needed to win on the last day against Wigan to try and get in the playoffs, and he hit a post in the last minute and we lost out on goal difference. Obviously that goal against Sheffield Wednesday, then he went on to play in the Premier League, was a massive thing.
Yeah. Showed us his Bolton goal, didn't he?
We were
well proud of that.
On Twitter quite a bit, and fair play as well, against Newcastle, wasn't
he? He's one of the first people you must have interviewed to like doing
that. Was just on the blog.
That was before.
I'd love to get him on the channel. I tried to get him and Hess, but didn't get. I tried to message Jay and Jake and Nicky, but didn't get a reply.
He still follows me, Nicky. Really?
He follows me as well, just ignored me. It's not a problem.
Good thing about having Nicky Southall's name in the frame is there's going to be some good photos with bad haircuts to choose from.
Yeah,
there's going to be a lot of curtains if you can find an early one here.
Yeah, we'll get that up on the wall for hopefully Monday or Tuesday. We're not the best at printing out these pictures.
I'm quite happy with
Bazza. He's also left out of the squad completely, wasn't he, for the 2009 playoff final, yeah.
Over Albert Jarrett.
And we didn't make a change that day.
No, we didn't.
Not one.
Was it Cody who was telling us about that? Someone we spoke to, and they mentioned about it, wasn't even Southall we spoke to. Someone else said about him not being involved that day.
I don't remember it being Cody.
Cody
was not even there.
Well, he would have known Southall, though, wouldn't he? I don't know. It was someone Josh who we'd Wright. Spoken to, possibly Josh Wright, who had said
who else
how he got stitched up.
That squad?
Must be Josh Wright, surely.
Unless it was Nicky himself when we interviewed him for the blog years ago.
It does seem it was a long time ago now.
Does seem a long time.
That's a good few years ago.
2.5 years now. It's mental, isn't it?
More than that, what's it?
The channel.
He's 1-11 of his best players he's played with.
Oh, that was a naughty 11. There was absolutely
cracking players there.
There was like Ngotti, Djorkaeff.
I think Ivan Campo was in there.
I think JJ would have been in there.
Is this the second week in a row we've mentioned JJ Okocha?
Out of
interest.
A lot of Bolton links in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Always too dark at the cricket they're going off.
It is too dark. And on that note, it's too
off because we're too shit again.
Right, anything else to add before we go?
No.
Boz?
We're going to win at Tranmere. No,
but yeah, hopefully we're going to win at Tranmere. We're going to watch it on our phone.
Cheers for listening, everyone. Do all the usual.
Thanks for sending us all your... Give us all your input, all your first games.
Yeah, thanks for getting involved. It helps us with the pod. And... the return of the catching competition next week.
Which you say you have a blinder.
I've got a blinder. It come up on something the other day, an old picture, and I thought,
it doesn't paint me in a very good light.
I'll have that for the pod.
I'm willing to put it out there. I will say, it's not a pretty picture, but I'm willing to put it out there for everyone else's amusement.
You don't know what it is.
Well, I do, because you told me.
No, I didn't tell you the one I'm putting on.
You assumed it was a different one.
You assumed it was boobies.
Okay. Yeah. No, the one I've got is nothing to... There's no flesh on show.
No, it's just strange.
Don't you worry. All will be revealed on Monday.
I'm curious.
... And on that cliffhanger, from us all,
up the
Jules.